Hello, Danny. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, Stroke. How you doing, brother?
We're doing okay. So this is going to be the... Oh, look at there. We already have a little technical issues on the video side of this. We'll get it mastered. There's like background buttons and all this stuff. Anyway, first episode we're going to do, it's going to be video so you can watch some of this stuff. We're about to bring out a furry. This guy's been a furry for I don't know how long. I've got some questions there. But if you ever miss parts of these or you want to just hear them, they'll be, of course, on Spotify. They'll be on Apple and Google. And they'll eventually be in Odyssey. It's where I work, Terrestrial Radio. So they'll be up there, too. And people can just check out that, or they can watch them over at sickonation.com. So just depends what's going on. Plus, you ever miss these, don't expect everybody to sit down and be able to watch them. You can just log in at any point, right?
Exactly. I'll always be up on our Twitch, YouTube, Facebook channels. There'll be plenty of places you can always watch the videos themselves as a recap.
And you sound very low, Danny, just so you know right off the bat. So way to start. Camera issues in the beginning. Good. Now you're sounding better. All right. So, well, let's bring him up.
That thing.
Uh-oh. There he is. Look.
Hey.
Cord kitty.
Meow, meow.
That's what you go by. You're a furry.
Yeah. I'm a furry. Been furry for a long time. 21 years. That's 21 years.
Well, how old are you?
I am 35 years old.
Okay. So what makes somebody want to be a... I just don't understand what makes somebody be a furry. Like, I mean, I know that I'll like around Christmas, I'll dress up as Santa and go around and just have fun, but I don't do that year round, or I'm just goofing off. You're serious about this. You're enough that you go into conventions and stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, you're asking, like, what would make someone want to be a furry?
Honestly, yeah.
One of the best bohemian spirited communities I could think of, because there's such a huge community of creative-minded people, music makers, people who make art, people who make everything, you know? So it is just a great community for, like, you know, making money off of selling your stuff, your talent. And, you know, but first off, the first misinformation that's been going on about the fandom is that you need a costume to be a furry. And that's only a tiny part of it. You don't need a costume at all. It's all about whether or not you want to express yourself with this concept of anthropomorphism, where you combine humans and animals. And that's basically it. That's what makes a furry. You don't need a costume at all.
But you understand you're not an animal, right?
Well, humans are animals, but yeah.
Okay. I see where your argument's going. Okay.
Oh, of course. Yeah, certainly. Well, that's very interesting. So you mentioned that you were able to make money off this. How do you do that? Like, is there like a market for...
No, I don't make money, but I've commissioned artists to make art of my fursona. So it's like furry persona, you know? And then other people have made money off of making music commissions. A lot of people, like, they make, NFTs, you know. I mean, this is the 21st century, so there's so many different ways how to you know, express yourself and help other people express themselves. Some people even pay other people to make stories about their characters. Like, so it's again, this is a really rich bohemian community. Yeah.
Is it sexualized too? Because, you know, I see, like, there's porn on furries. In my mind, I immediately think there's some sexual aspect to this. Is that true?
Absolutely, because any fandom that has young, just, you know, young people, there's going to be a sexual aspect. That's just a universal thing with all of the fandoms with you know, young adults. That's just a universal thing. If, like, and you might sound ridiculous, you go into the Trekkie fandom, guess what? There's Trekkie porn.
That's true.
That's a good point. That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you have sex in that? Have you ever? Is that a thing for you?
I have never had sex in this costume at all. No, not in any, no.
Not with another person wearing another costume? Maybe you wasn't dressed the part?
Not as me dressed as this. Absolutely not, no. Not as Cord Kitty.
See, I thought it would be somewhere, I don't know. I think if I was a furry, I think I'd be banging in my costume.
Well, here's the thing. That if you're banging in your costume, guess what? You're not wearing a fursuit. That's called a mersuit. So there's a different terminology with everything. There's a whole lesson learned behind it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, me either.
How do you feel about the furry community? I mean, I'm sure you get along with a lot of people. It's probably like anything else. There's always some weird ones, but, like, is there a group that goes too far that maybe gives it a bad name or stands out in your mind?
Well, honestly, there is a group that makes it, that gives it a really bad name. There's actually a few little groups in it. And I think the best way to call them is the degenerates, like the ones that are just they don't know right from wrong, so they just consistently do the wrong, and then you see them in the newspaper, and you're like, oh my gosh, you're putting your head against your head, and you're like, whoa, these people are not representing the fandom in a good way. And yeah, that's human behavior, really. That's kind of the biggest flaws about the furry fandom are it's full of humans, and humans are very flawed creatures.
Do you find people to be mean, angry, say just hurtful things because they find out maybe they don't understand? Because I don't know a lot about a furry.
You know, honestly, I think social media culture is what feeds into this negativity. Because guess what? If I write down, I love you, guess what? You might read it as, I love you. And suddenly we're in a big argument, and then we're hating each other and blocking each other and saying on Twitter, oh, he's a jerk. And that's the big problem with social media to begin with. You could interpret any words however you want, and the natural thing to do is to interpret it with a very bad intention, you know? So I really, the biggest fuel for this hate is the fact that people are communicating with each other on Twitter, on Facebook, with a bunch of words. And when you see a bunch of words, you could interpret it however you want, and you could hate on someone after you interpret it wrong. That's horrible. People really need to get back to communicating with each other in like in ways like this, where you see what I'm, you know, because so much of the communication is visual and hearing the tone of my voice. Because if you don't know the tone of my voice, you might not know my intention, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's where trust and nastiness comes from. Everyone thinks everyone has a nasty intention. That's why Twitter, Facebook, it's adding to the toxicity, and it's just, honestly, it's making this next generation really bitter. It's harming kids.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And obviously, the furry community is one that's very, very heavily stigmatized on social media. So a lot of people's very first and really only impressions of your community are fairly negative overall.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And unfortunately, there's the furry fandom is so huge. I mean, if you look it up, some people estimate, you know, 1.5 million people. And guess what? If you look on the news, you're never going to see that one story about that one little old lady who gives to charity and who goes to church every day and gives out candy and stuff. You're never going to hear about those type of people because they're boring. You're going to hear about the crazy person who and got a flamethrower and then just like tried to flamethrower a nursery school. That's what you're going to hear about. Same thing works in the fandom. You only get to hear about the craziest, most lunatic people out there. And that's why, yeah, all the coverage is going to be bad for the future. Because guess what? You're going to click on the ads of the articles talking about bad furries, and you're not going to even read about the good furry who's, you know, given to charity and all that stuff. You know, that's the truth.
Exactly.
You meet furries who are in, let's say, like attorneys, doctors, high positions in society, politicians, maybe?
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, in the past, I've heard about at least one furry who's in the House of Representatives, one furry who's...
Can you throw us a, can you tell us a name?
Yeah, can you like give us a name here?
Who you might have rumored.
Here's the problem. If I tell you the name, boom, their career is over for good. But I'm telling you, we got friends.
Really? So you could, oh man, we could ruin some careers right now.
But that's not what we want to do.
No, I don't.
Not.
I guess people would probably not vote. They'd be a little bit, I don't know. Not, I don't know what the
maybe
right word
a bit is. Apprehensive to,
yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, a little confused, person. Don't understand or what a furry is.
Yeah, okay. Get the point. They could just make up any point they want, make it seem like everyone has a nefarious intention. And that's, of course, not
how many costumes do you actually own?
Honestly, this is the only one. I had another one that got lost a few years ago. Honestly, the one that got lost was, it had a Cheshire smile, and we know the Cheshire cat is obviously the creepiest character in Alice in Wonderland, so I'm okay that got destroyed. This is way better, so I'm cool with this.
And if I say costume, is that offensive?
Not offensive at all. You can call it
okay.
That's probably the best thing to do it. That's what it is, you know, a fursuit. You know, if you call it a costume, that's like, yeah, that's something that you get for Halloween. You don't get this for Halloween. No one buys a fursuit for Halloween.
Because they cost a lot.
Well, yeah, they cost a lot, and also it's different. Like with the costume, there's a billion of them that all look the same. With the first each one is one of a kind, because each one represents someone's personality, you know.
How much does one pay for a costume?
Well, for this head, got 700. My last fursuit, the whole thing was 1,000, but that's on the cheap side.
So it's a real big investment.
Oh, huge. There are people who have spent $15,000 on their costume. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Wow. If I don't get on my my bike, motorcycle, ride around, like, you know, at least once a week, I feel like I have withdrawals. If you don't put that costume on, can you make it a week?
Without feeling terrible,
do you have to wear that costume?
It's not about how I feel. It's about how other people feel. It's all about the entertainment, giving other people joy, you know? And the truth is, my joy depends upon their joy. I'm kind of a kiddie pleaser. If someone else is having fun and I'm having fun, if I'm making someone else uncomfortable, well, then I feel uncomfortable. And I think
okay. All right. Well, before we end our little interview with you, you said you had a song. You got a song? It's a brand new Sicko Nation. You wanted to sing something freestyling about this.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun, you know? So let's do it. Yeah.
What you got? I loved it.
Jeez, dude, you got some pipes on you.
Yeah.
That's why they call me Chord Kitty. It's all about the making the chords, making it fun, and making music.
I understand the name a little more. We're Chord Kitty. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you. Well, that was it's interesting to hear how his life is and why it's that way.
Certainly. That was definitely fascinating.
I think I don't know what all the I said I don't know what all the type of guests we'll have on here. There'll be some odd ones, people who stand out, who some people consider odd. That would be considered odd to most people.
Certainly. It was definitely interesting to get that perspective, though. Learn about that whole lifestyle that furries are living out, you know? Not really something you get to hear about in a positive light, really.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to necessarily make fun of him. I just want to hear how he is. But you can hear more of the podcast as we continue to do these, sickonation.com. And then you can always hear the audio and Spotify and all the other, there's so many of them out there. We're on a bunch of them. So that's
Apple
what we'll
podcasts,
be.
Everything.
Yeah. I reached out today. You know, I'm trying to get on. This is just crazy. I can't promise this will happen, but I reached out to the shortest little person. She's a stripper. Did you see her in the news this week?
Yeah, dude, I did see you share that article. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't share it. Actually, our co-host Mikey from the radio show.
That's right.
But I reached out to her and I'm trying to get her. I'd like to have her on just to not strip and be nasty. Just talk about what it's life like to be the only stripper out there like that.
I know, dude. That's going to be. Know,
today, she, I mean, her, wow. her fame is being the shortest stripper in the world. I think she's like 2'9".
Oh yeah, she's got to get some interesting people showing see her, man.
Yeah, so that'd be weird. Hey, if anybody ever watches any or hears any of these and they think they've got some kind of interesting story, you can always submit it on their website, sicko-nation.com, and just tell us something about why you think you'd be worthy of an interview. Whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you got a really strange story that you want to get out there. You have to come on video with us. That might be the challenge for some people being seen, but you got to be seen and heard.
Absolutely. That's a huge part of what this show is going to be about is a visual aspect. Got to see faces, make a connection with people.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. Well, we'll see what happens. And that was it. So that was our first one. It was very quick, easy, and we got to talk to a furry. So that's a good way to start out, I think.
I should say so.
All right. Well, take care, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.